And here we go. Welcome to the Ignite Rock Podcast. This is me, your host, Ahmed Khalifa. This is episode 10. I'm glad I made it to episode 10. Amazing. And I'm so happy that you guys are here with me today listening to this podcast. I really, really appreciate it. And I want to thank you. Episode 10, this time I am going to be speaking to Russell Aaron. Really, really cool guy. I talked to based all the way in Las Vegas. And he's a guy who's involved in the WordPress community quite a bit. Not only working in a full-time career helping support clients, but he's also involved in meetup groups and WordCamps, which is a conference for WordPress. And he has been in the WordPress community for many, many years. And it's a really, really good episode if you want to know how the community really work together and how they help each other, how supportive they are. I really had a good chat with Russell. So, just sit back, just relax, and enjoy my chat with Russell Aaron. And here we go, everyone. I have Russell Aaron here on the line, all the way from Las Vegas. I'm based in Edinburgh. He's in Las Vegas, so you can imagine the time difference is quite big. But we made it work. And I've mentioned in the intro about what you do, Aaron, but could you just give us your background of how did you get started in your web career and how did you get to where you are today? Can you give me, give us a little story about how did you get to where you are today?
Sure. So I started, like most people, with MySpace, where, we were changing our own backgrounds and adding music to profiles. And I got into learning how to build pages for bands. I was pretty big into the music scene here in actually the state of Nevada, but mostly up north in Reno. So I was doing MySpace band layouts, and I was blogging using the MySpace blog about how I couldn't figure out how to do this, or this graphic was giving me a problem. And a buddy of mine suggested I start a blog. So I said, I have a blog. And he goes, no, you need a real one. And he set me up on WordPress.com. So I started blogging over there. And once I started gaining some traffic, he said, you can take this, how did he phrase it? He said, you can take this on the road and you can have your own website running on WordPress. And once he showed me that, my mind was kind of blown. So I learned how to set WordPress up on my own domain and install plugins and themes. And then I went to college and I wanted to be a journalist. I wanted to write interesting stories. I was going to write the article that frees Tibet, stuff like that. And the head of the English department walks in and says, if you're going to be a journalist, you have to write compelling stuff. You can't just write about janitorial unions. He goes, you have to write for both sides of the story. You can't be biased. And he goes, number three, you have to have your own blog because nobody's going to hire you unless you have something published online. And I said, how do you build a blog? And I no longer was interested in journalism. I switched. I started learning programming. And since then, it's been HTML, PHP, and WordPress ever since.
Wow. I don't think I've ever heard anyone who has started their web career through MySpace. I have to ask, do people still use it today? I mean, I have to ask.
So MySpace was fun in the sense of you could hide your comments and it was just adding a CSS property that says display hidden. That was mind blowing to me. And now that's something that I do every day. But to answer your question, I don't think anybody is using MySpace, or if they are, it's for a minimal SEO boost, like very minimal,
if any. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That's kind of interesting. I mean, I think most people would know that MySpace, it's very popular for the music industry. So it doesn't surprise me that you said, you were building layout for rock bands. And I've never used MySpace. I've heard of it. I've seen people use it, but I'm gonna assume that for the music industry, it's really, really popular. But it's interesting that you said that you quit journalism kind of all because of a blog, all because of WordPress, all because of that. That's really interesting that you, it's such a big change.
Well, so the irony is that WordPress is for bloggers and for journalists. And I switched to learn how to build it. Yeah. It's one of those things where somebody said something and it ignited a spark inside of me, and I wanted to learn how do you build this. And then I'm one of the types of people that once I learn something, I want to learn another thing, and then I want to learn another thing and how they're connected and how I can put all three pieces together. And once I started down the WordPress path, it's been that way ever since.
It's kind of addictive, isn't it? I know how it feels.
Very much so.
And I've mentioned in the intro that, you know, you work at Web Dev Studios. And could you just give a brief explanation to who they are, what they do, and what do you do there?
Sure. So Web Dev Studios was one of the very first WordPress companies that I've ever heard of. I have a buddy here in Las Vegas who also works at Web Dev. His name is John Hawkins. So he introduced me to a bunch of friends, Brad Williams, the owner, Brian Messlaner, stuff like that. And I kind of got my foot in through that way. So Web Dev, we do WordPress, BuddyPress, mobile, and support for big brands. We have a saying where Web Dev wrote the book on WordPress, and that's because a bunch of our people who work at Web Dev have actually written like the WordPress for Dummies and stuff like that. So I feel like we build great things for great clients. We have a lot of big name clients, and we do a lot of custom WordPress development, and we're kind of just your WordPress development solution. I haven't met anybody at Web Dev who can't solve a problem yet.
Wow.
So what I do is I'm actually on the other side of the house, which is WordPress support, and that is under another umbrella called Maintain. And so we offer a monthly, I don't want to say subscription, even though that's kind of what it is. We offer a monthly service where we back up your site every day. We update your plugins and themes once a week. We also put you on a security watch, so we're checking to see for malware or DNS changes or anything that happens suspiciously. That's what our company at Maintain does. And we have six people now who work for Maintain. We're slowly growing. We have a large pot of clients to manage, and I think that's one of the best parts about my day.
That's pretty cool. And it does seem like, you know, at that part of the world, and you know, because we're quite far away, it does seem like it's quite a big WordPress community there, in terms of, you know, brands such as Web Dev Studios or the meetup which you are part of, and WordCamp, and so on and so forth. Am I right in saying that there's a bit of a community around the state of Nevada or even Las Vegas?
Yes. So we don't have the size of, like, let's say, a San Diego or a Los Angeles or even a Philadelphia. But what's cool about the WordPress community here in Las Vegas is that we get together every month, and it's growing like crazy. We have a space. They used to give us, I think we had like 40 chairs, and now the space that we're at has over 200 chairs. And we're filling that all the time. So, I think we're going in the right direction. I think we have a solid group of people who want to learn, and who are very smart when it comes to, blogging, and not just blogging about, you know, things in general, but we have a guy in our group who blogs just about Las Vegas, and he's getting, you know, 1 or 2 million hits a month.
Wow.
So having people like that in our group who are not just WordPress knowledgeable, but they know how marketing works, they know how to get out and get traffic, having that, I think that's really grown our group.
I think that's one thing that I always tell people about Meetup is that it's not just for WordPress fanatics. It's not just for people in the technical background. It's for anyone, really, who can join in and to learn about anything. And I can understand what you said about it's not as big as San Diego and so on, because in Edinburgh, we have our own Meetup here once a month. We have a few dozen people, consistently at least. And,
sure.
And you're right, you get a mix of people in there. So you can come with a problem, and there's definitely going to be someone there who can help you fix that problem, whether it's technical content and social and so on and so forth. So I agree with that.
Not only can they help you, but let's say they can't help you, there's usually one or two people in the meetup who at least know what you're trying to fix. So they can tell you, oh, that's called a taxonomy, or this is called a custom post type, and they can actually help you find the language to speak to a developer.
Yeah.
Not that you have to learn anything different, but you know, in some things are called something different, and so they can actually help you get the jargon down to say, when you come to a company like WebDev, you can say, I have this broken taxonomy, help me, and it makes that conversation so much smoothly.
Yeah.
What I like about meetups is that I've always wanted to get a group of people together who have common interests, right? Like, we all can go to a bar and we know we like to drink, or we can go to a sporting event because we all like whatever the team is. But what's cool about meetups is it's like going to mini word camps every month.
Yeah.
I attend multiple meetups here in Las Vegas. We have an SEO group. We have a blogger group. We have a podcaster group. Machine learning is really big here. An Angular, a PHP, we have it all. I mean, there's really nothing we don't have in Las Vegas right now. But what's cool is you go there and you learn interesting things about a community that you have no idea about. I learned from some Angular developers about how to do something, and what they showed me actually helped solve a problem that I was having with a client of ours. That really expanded my opportunity to provide better support. So you never know what you're going to learn. It's free. It's a mini WordCamp, and you get to make new friends. Totally. I mean, There's not a downside there.
There's not a downside. I agree with you. It's just an awesome place, environment to be in. And I try to attend every single month whenever I can. And it's amazing what you get out of it. It is free, and people are happy to help you, to talk to you, to go out for social events and so on and so forth. I always tell people, just attend, because you'd be surprised about who are there. I've even spoken to those who are business owners, not necessarily a heavy member of the WordPress community. They are business owners, they have a website, and they want to learn more. The kind of environment that we have, it's just suitable for everyone. So I truly agree with you.
There's a running joke in the WordPress community where a client hires a developer, 3 months goes by, and then that developer leaves, right? And then leaving the person with the website looking to hire somebody else. And I try to target those people in our group to say, we can help you find a developer, but if you don't want a developer, if you want to learn how to do this on your own, come join our group, because I'm going to show you how to do this. Now, I might not show you exactly what you need the first month or the second month, but if you keep coming back, if you participate in the group, and you ask the questions that you need, we can get you to that place. It's not going to be a short process,
no.
But it's not going to be, 10 years either. We have an open policy in our group where anybody who wants a topic, to whether it's about menus or plugins or, hooking up their site to analytics, whatever it is, they can ask the question, and I will find somebody to put like a 25 to 30 minute presentation on it. The other side is, if nobody speaks up and says, I want you to talk about this, I get to pick what we talk about for that meetup, which is always fun.
Yeah. It's true that now and then, you have a presentation about a particular topic, and then have a almost like a debate around that. But that's the essence of WordPress, isn't it? It's so community-based, and there's so much community helping you and backing you up, that kind of thing, wouldn't you think? I mean, that's how it works, really, for WordPress. And I've noticed that you are heavily involved in the community, you know, in the meetup and work camps and your job and so on and so forth. And I always talk about the community being one of the biggest advantage about WordPress.
Yeah.
What is it about the community that, you know, makes it what it is right now? What is it about the community that you love so much?
So I first joined the WordPress community by jumping on the Advanced WordPress group on Facebook. And I started off with the intention of promoting my business. Here's a group of people with WordPress sites. They're looking for help. So I jumped on there and I started just answering questions. You know, here's how I would do it. Or, you know, PM me, let's talk. And I was just fixing people's sites. I wasn't charging anything. I used that as a learning curve, right? I was helping people. I got to see different ways that people use WordPress. Because I use WordPress, you use WordPress, and we kind of accomplished the same thing. But how we got there are two different processes. And that always fascinates me on how we did the same thing, but in two different ways. What's cool is when I started doing that with people, when I started helping them, I started learning that there are other people out there like myself who offer support. And they were kind of like, hey, since you're doing that, let me show you what we're doing. And I started meeting a larger audience of people, and they were just welcoming. You know, it's like, hey, I need a place to crash. Oh, come sleep with us. It's kind of like that, where it's like, hey, I need something to do. And they're like, hey, well, we have a WordPress job over here. Join in, you know, we'll get you signed up on GitHub and you can start pushing all your commits. What I like is that this community of WordPress fine individuals, I haven't met anybody yet that hasn't said, I know how to do that. Let me show you. You know, when you ask for help, somebody will help you. Maybe not the person you wanted to help you, but somebody will help you. And I think that that's a huge advantage when you look at something like the sales industry, right? When you figure out a sales pitch and you're making, you know, 100 sales a month, you don't share that information with another salesperson. That's how you stay on top. What's cool about WordPress is somebody figures out, hey, here's how you write a filter to do this cool thing with titles, and they share that on their blog, and now I know how to do that as well. It's not an industry where secrets are being kept hidden. It's something where you can learn WordPress on a grand scale rather quickly just by reading people's blogs.
Very true. And it's kind of, when you go on the internet, you Google whatever problem related to WordPress, the amount of content out there that people find out themselves a solution to, and they give it to you for free, is insane. It's really, really cool.
What I also like about it too is a lot of the problem I have with WordPress is not with WordPress itself, but with SEO. So you might find an article that says, here's how to do it. But that article was written in like 2012. And maybe they're using a function that's been deprecated, or, you know, maybe they're doing this thing where a plugin wasn't invented around that time. So what I wish people did was say, hey, we wrote this 3 years ago, and here's the version of WordPress I was using when I wrote this article. You know, I think that'd be more helpful when I see, oh, they were using 3.6, I'm on 4.7.2. Maybe I'm going to read this, but maybe let's see if they have anything with newer take on it. Even though WordPress is backwards compatible, I kind of feel like we should be labeling, I wrote this blog post for this version, you know.
Yeah. No, that makes sense, actually. And I think I can understand what you're saying about, because my background is, you know, part of it is SEO. I can understand what you're saying. Like, any article that you write maybe 5 years ago, 10 years ago, You can question whether is it relevant today or not. Will it work today or not? Is it outdated? Is it not? You don't know. And it's hard to really say whether it worked 10 years ago or not. It just depends on scenarios. So
I know. Well, we have a lot of people that come to our meetup group that said, oh, I did this thing, and they show us this article. And the article says, oh, you want to switch the color of your links. You need to buy a new theme. When that's not the case, you know, you can update CSS and you can change the color of the links.
Yeah.
But, you know, before that was really big, WordPress had this way of just change the theme out and you can have this new look. And now things are getting so robust that it's not just as simple as changing a theme anymore.
Yeah.
The only problem I have is just whether you write an article or you're speaking at a WordCamp or something along those lines, just let people know what version of WordPress or, you know, when you discovered this, and make sure it's relevant to them.
Good. That's a good tip. Very, very good tip. And I think, you know, going back to what you said about the community giving so much, I remembered a story that one of the members of a meetup in Edinburgh, her name is Heather, and she said, when she went to Barcelona, I believe there was a WordCamp in Barcelona at that time. I'm not sure what it was. But she was there and she had everything stolen, unfortunately, in terms of her wallets, her passport, everything. And she didn't have any cash left, so she had to wait for a few days to get everything back. So as soon as people heard of that in the WordPress community, they all rallied around and said, come over to us. You can stay at our place. Come over to us. Join us for dinner. Come over to us. We can help you out. All that kind of thing. And it's just so, so typical of WordPress. That's how it works. People just help each other out. And she wasn't exactly saying, can you? They just offered themselves. So it's pretty, pretty cool about WordPress like that. I've noticed... go on.
I feel pretty safe at a WordCamp. I mean, I don't just leave my things laying around, but I've gotten up from my stuff and went to like get a drink of water and come back and stuff is still there. I've never felt like, oh, I need to watch my stuff. And I mean, I've gone to WordCamps in Detroit, where it's probably not the best city in the world, but I've still felt rather safe. And that's what I like about WordCamps is that everybody's there to learn. Nobody wants to have a problem. Let's have a good time. I think that's one of those things where when you go to a WordCamp, we're all in some kind of agreement and saying, we're going to have a good time. Don't be mean to people. Right?
Yeah. That is WordCamp. I know what you mean. WordCamp, the few that I've been to in the UK anyway, yeah, you feel safe. You feel really safe. You feel really happy, you're really enjoying it, you learn a lot, and it's really good fun. So if anybody get a chance, you should always try to attend a WordCamp in your local area. And yeah, there's always one going around somewhere around the world.
Oh yeah.
So I've noticed about one of your projects, and I've, you know, been looking at your site, and you said one of your biggest projects is about bettering yourself and about becoming the best role model possible for your meetup group in particular, but obviously in general as well. So can you tell me about that? I mean, why is this one of your projects, and what is it that you do about how to become a better role model for other people?
When I first started our meetup group here in Las Vegas, I was kind of that guy who showed up and knew it all, right? Like, there was nobody that could tell me anything. I know everything about WordPress. And then I met a guy by the name of John Hawkins, who actually ran the WordPress meetup, who was that guy. He actually knew all the answers. And if he didn't, he could figure it out relatively quickly. So when I first started our meetup group, I would be the heckler, right? Somebody would say something and I'd make a joke and throw them off their game or whatever. I kind of slowly had that reputation for a while. And in 2015, John Hawkins wanted to take a break from running the meetup group and from running WordCamp. And he asked if anybody wanted to run the group. I raised my hand and he said, have at it. And it was at that point where I could no longer be the heckler, right? I could no longer be the person who just showed up and did whatever they want. Because when you run a meetup group, every question is directed to you, even though it might not be directed to you. So what I mean by that is somebody might raise their hand and say, hey, Jessica, I have a question for you when you're doing this thing with WordPress. And essentially what I'm saying is even though two people are having a conversation, as you run a meetup group, you need to be listening, A, to the question that the person's asking, and B, the answer that the person's giving, just in case they're giving wrong advice, or just in case they say something that, you know, was true but is not true now. So you, once I realized that every question's being directed to me, whether it's actually asked to me or not, I had to stop and I had to, like, recount my chickens and gather everything up, right, and start fresh and say, this is what we're going to do in our group. I could no longer just be that heckler. And it's one of those things that I struggled with for a while. I love comedy. I love making jokes. And I love coming up with funny sayings about WordPress and stuff. But when you run a meetup group and people look to you to have the answers, you can't have both. You can't have the funny joke guy and the serious guy. So I decided to meet somewhere in the middle. And this is the person I'm going to be when I run a WordPress meetup. And part of becoming a better role model was actually going and getting a job with a WordPress company. I did WordPress. I had my own support company. I did that for a little bit, sold that. I had a plugin that styled Gravity Forms. I did that and sold that. I worked for a mortgage company where I did some rather interesting stuff with WordPress in the mortgage space, which not a lot of people are doing, which I'm still writing new plugins for, because that's actually one of the spaces of WordPress that are kind of less traffic, right? So like SEO, those are the words that nobody's really going after. Mortgage is kind of one of those things. The point I'm getting at is I wasn't taking myself and WordPress seriously because I was kind of doing it. I didn't have a WordPress job. I had a mortgage job where I was doing WordPress. So I thought, you know, I want to walk into that meetup and have my web dev sweater on or have a WordPress sweater on and say, I work for a WordPress company. You can trust what I'm going to say. And that's all part of being a better role model, right?
I think it's really that's really cool, actually, the way you described it. You know, that's really, really interesting. And it does sound like, correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like when you took on that responsibility, then you knew you had to kind of pivot yourself, and you knew you had to kind of adjust your image towards other people. So really, with great responsibility, great power come great responsibility kind of thing, really. So it's that kind of idea.
That's what it was, because so to give you an example, you know, when somebody says, would you use WordPress to do, you know, XYZ? And my answer used to be, oh, yeah, totally, because WordPress is great. And my answer is still that. Mm-hmm. But when somebody asks me that question now, I have a couple follow-ups, like, what do you plan to do in 5 years? How do you plan to actually do this specific part of your site? Because that's going to determine if WordPress is the right decision for you. So I learned that the answers that I'm going to be giving need to be founded in deeper roots. So I read about 1,200 articles a week. Yeah, I mean, whether it's rereading stuff on WP Beginner or going to Torque Mag, or, you know, I used to read WP Candy a lot. And that was around, I have a post status subscription, you know, I'm reading everything Crossguard says. I'm trying to read as much as I can, not just for my job, because it helps our clients and it helps people solve their problems. But it helps me become better with WordPress, and it helps me become a better person when I offer free help to people, such as a meetup or a WordCamp. And I think that my answers are rooted in better information now. You know, so I recognize that, you know, I was a WordPress guy, put that in quotes, and now I'm a WordPress guy, as in I can verify I know what I'm doing now. But it was one of those things where you can't stay that same person in the WordPress community, at least for me, you know, because I was the guy where I showed up and they're like, oh, hey, it's Russ, ha, ha, ha. And now it's like, hey, Russ, I have a question. Come over here. You know, like I've seen in my transformation how easy it is to fit in or not fit in. That's the wrong word. I don't want to say that. How easy it is to transition to be the person who used to look up to somebody to now being looked up to, you know, and that's ultimately what I wanted.
I think that's a good target. That's a lot of articles, I mean, to stay on top of. And I agree with you that, you know, you want to read as much as you can. You know, always be learning is one thing that I'm a big advocate of, is that you should always learn something either new or just become more advanced, a topic or whatever, because then you can help other people. And I'm a huge, huge believer that the more you learn, the more you can help other people. And so true. And this kind of leads me to my next question, because, you know, we're talking about you give advice and give service to other people in terms of WordPress. So I'm sure you've heard it all before. People question whether WordPress is right for them, or, you know, whether they should use it or not. What advice would you give to those who just basically want to start their own WordPress website? What advice would you give to those people?
Whether you are starting something new, like getting into WordPress, or you're starting a new hobby like jogging or woodworking, you always start with a loss, because there are tons of stuff that you need to know in order to do things right. Like with woodworking specifically, you need to learn how to cut with this other saw to make a joint. You need to learn how to do this other thing, you can't learn all that in one day. And it's definitely going to take a lifetime of learning that knowledge to master that craft. So when you come to WordPress, I think a lot of people, especially, you know, small business owners who, you know, maybe have a mom and pop pizza shop or coffee shop or something like that, they feel overwhelmed, because WordPress, when you look at it, it is rather large. Right? There's plugins, there's themes, there's developers, there's owners, there's users, there's designers. It's a big space. My advice is start small. Read one article a day, you know, on WP Beginner, and read another article on Torch. Just one. So you're reading two articles a day, you know, and by the end of a week of 7 days, you've read 14 articles. Now you know 14 different things about WordPress that you didn't know when you first started. And when you do that consistently over a month, you're going to have a really good understanding of how WordPress works. And then 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, right? When I first started learning WordPress, I kind of lucked out in the sense of we didn't have an API. JavaScript wasn't that big in the community. Object-oriented programming wasn't a big thing yet. The big thing around was child themes. The point I'm trying to make is you can't learn everything overnight. You can't just sit around and in 10 years know things. You have to get out and do things. So when you're reading, start small. Read one article, and then another. By the end of a week, you have X amount of articles read. You have a good understanding of WordPress, or you have some understanding, a better understanding than you did a week ago. And you keep that going. You know, I know WordPress better this week than I did last week. And that's twice as much as I knew the week before that. So when you get that ball rolling, you keep that momentum, you can learn WordPress rather quickly. You just have to really put your mind to it and just read something. Even if you don't understand it, just acknowledge that it's there and you learn something new and take in the information. I learned at WordCamp Las Vegas 2011 about child themes. I wasn't in that part of my WordPress career when I learned about child themes, but when I got to that part of my career, I remember what I learned by going to a WordCamp talk. And that's what I'm trying to say is, even though it seems over your head today, it won't be tomorrow.
That's great. That's a really good advice. I like that a lot. Start small and then build yourself up like that. There's no point starting from zero and jumping to 100 in day one. Just gradual step.
So there's a lot to learn just by using the WordPress dashboard, right? Like where to go to write a post, where to go to change your settings. That probably could take, 6 to 7 months to really master that. And then it's going to take another 3 years to learn PHP, another 3 years to learn object-oriented programming, another 5 years to learn JavaScript, and then another 6 years to learn JavaScript deeply. So that's a long time. And so you're saying that I can't have a WordPress site for 20 years because I don't know any of this, especially when JavaScript is being developed every single day and advancing every single day? I'm never going to have a website. So what I'm saying is start small, learn small, and just mess around with it. Don't be afraid to break things, but make a backup. I wish the first thing I learned when I came to WordPress was learning how to make a backup. I learned about themes, so I was changing themes left and right. And then plugins came into my life, and I was installing and deactivating plugins. And if I broke something, I had to restart over. I didn't learn about backups, and I wish I would have learned about backups first, saying you have a copy of your site now. If you break it, you can always go back to this point. That would have saved so much time in my career.
Oh, don't I know it. I'm sure a few people have suffered a site gone down and disappeared forever. And that was going to be one of my questions to you, that if you had to start again, what would you do differently? And yeah, you need to have a backup. Every single website, you must have a backup, big or small. I totally agree with you on that. So then...
What would I do differently? That's a good question.
Well, though. I was going to ask you the thing because I thought, what would you do differently then if you had to start again? I mean, backup was one of them, but that's kind of maybe at your beginner stage. But now you're looking back at your career and things like that. What would you do differently if you had to start again?
So that's actually another aspect of why I wanted to become a better role model, was because I was going to our meetup group and I was saying, hey, here's how you do this thing with an object and here's how you make it into this other thing. And people in our meetup group were like, look, I'm just trying to put my menus together, right? I forgot what it was like to be a beginner because I'm so far along in my career. So one of the things that I've had to rediscover is how putting menus together for beginners look like, or how to explain permalinks in a non-technical kind of way. So I've kind of had to do this already. So where I started with was I'm going to show how to make a backup, right? So no matter what, whether you have one blog post or you just set up WordPress, make a backup because it's important. The next thing I would start with is learning how to plan better. So it's easy to set up a website and to write an about page and a contact page. But I used to put post-it notes on a wall and say, okay, if somebody is logged into my website, they start here, and how do I get them to the page where they pay me money? And I used to draw out that map of my site. I used to plan it because it's so much easier to build on a wall than it is to rebuild your blog every time you have a new idea, right?
Yeah.
So I wished if I were restarting, I would learn backups and I would learn how to plan and come up with a site layout. Once I had that, then I would look into, all right, what plugins do we need, right? Because when I first learned, it was what theme do I need, and then I was basing my plugins off whether it's compatible with the plugins. And in today's world, that's not fair. In my experience in today's WordPress world is, all right, you're going to be using some kind of e-commerce plugin like WooCommerce or Easy Digital Downloads because you're selling something. So let's make that decision first, and then we'll find you a theme to match this plugin instead of vice versa, right?
Yeah.
Because you find a theme that says it's WooCommerce ready, and people feel like they have to go with WooCommerce because they picked that theme. My question is, why did you pick a theme to begin with? Let's make a decision on how you're going to get paid first. And then we'll pick, you know, the files to make it look pretty.
Yeah, yeah. Now, that makes sense. Okay. A lot of things to learn, but this is the whole point, isn't it? You learn as you go along, and then you become better when you start breaking things. You learn it from the hard way, and then you build up your knowledge that way. So, again, there's nothing wrong with that. And I told people so many times, just start breaking things, you know, be reasonable. But if you experiment with anything, really, but in this case, WordPress or websites, just experiment with it. Break things, and then you learn from that, and then you move forward. So it just makes sense completely. I totally agree with you on that.
Well, it's one of those things where when you don't know what you're looking for, everything is an available option, right? Because there's 10 contact form plugins out there, like Gravity Forms and Formidable and Ninja Forms. So if you don't know if you don't know what you're trying to accomplish, they're all a viable solution. Now, if you say, you know, I want to have a contact form where people can write me, but I also want to take online payment donations, now we know what to look for, and we can start ruling out other plugins. Right? So that's why I say I wish I would have learned how to plan my sites better so I can actually have a better understanding of, no, this plugin won't work for me, or yes, this plugin will work for me. You know, because until I learned that, I was installing everything and I'd be like, well, it does what I want, but not really. I had those nights where I was saying, and now I'm like, yes, this is what I want to do. Let's move forward. And my building process is actually sped up because of that. Yeah. You know, it takes me 4 or 5 days to build what I'm trying to do instead of 5 months.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that makes sense. And it's so much what we said right now, it's really, really good thing to know. All valid, really useful for everyone. So, no, I appreciate you sharing that. Really, really cool stuff. I was just thinking, like, you know, wrapping things up, I just want to get an idea of. Get a few things about you a bit more. What is your biggest strength?
My biggest strength. So, personally, I feel like my biggest strength is my willingness to actually help in any situation. Whether I know the answer or not, I know how to find the answer. I think my biggest strength is identifying the situation at hand and coming up with an idea on how to solve it, right? So somebody comes to me and says, oh, I have a category and it's broken. Well, it's not a category. It's a taxonomy. So I know how to identify that, and I know how to go and find the solution to fix that. I think that would be my biggest strength, is identifying and solving. And I know where you're going with this. So you're going to ask me what my biggest weakness is.
Well, of course, you know, I'm not going to let you get away with that. What is your biggest weakness, and how do you go around it?
So one thing that's hard. So I do WordPress support. And one thing is all of our support is done through text, not like texting through phones, but emails. Right. So somebody sends us an email and I read it as, hey, guys, our site is down. Wondering if you guys had a minute. I read that as something that's maybe not as important. I don't know what the other person is saying on the other end. They might be saying, hey guys, my site's down, help, what are we going to do? Like, I can't really get that tone or addiction from what they're saying. So sometimes I perceive things as not being important when they are important. Or I say, oh, this is important, and this person, you know, doesn't really hold it that way. That's one of my weaknesses, is I don't think it's me personally. I just think that there's a power disparity there, right, where we're using this medium to communicate. You and I can see each other right now. Yeah. You can see the passion, and you can see my mannerisms and what I'm doing with my hands. I can't see that when everything is done through email. And I think that's one of my biggest weaknesses, is not being able to identify how that person feels at this given moment. So what I try to do to combat that is have an open mind when I read what they write. Hey guys, our site is down. All right, that probably means they're not happy. But let's not assume that, and let's read the rest of the message before we jump off the cliff. You know, because yeah. I kind of trained myself to see certain words, and these words mean red. These words mean go to DEFCON 4, you know, something along those lines. And so one of those things is just like asking better questions, right? So is this something that needs to be done right away? I'm just wondering if that's what you guys meant, or giving people more than one response, right? So I think sometimes in support, somebody will say, oh, just do it this way. Well, now we know in the WordPress community that there's always five ways to do something different, right? You can use Visual Composer. You can use a short code. You can do it in raw HTML. You can do it on the template. So let's give one answer that we think is going to be very helpful, but I'm going to list three other options, just in case that's not what they were looking for, yeah. Right? And then that way, when the next email comes in, they say, hey, that was helpful. Maybe I've calmed them down, or maybe I answered their question, even though they didn't ask me a specific question. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. No, because even I can kind of relate to that, and I've seen people, for example, if they are sending WhatsApp messages or text messages, and they're reading it, it's hard to understand the emotion behind what is written and what is sent to you. And then even the other way around, if you send a message on your phone to the other person, unless you use emojis, which is probably the only way to put your emotion in text, it's really hard to understand the emotion of that person. So I can understand what you're saying. It does make sense. And I think a lot of people can relate to that.
Or until they send you a picture with them pulling their hair out, you don't know that they're actually really mad at you right now, you know? It's one of those things where that's hard to manage, is what is your client feeling right now, and how important is it to them with what they're saying, right? Like, they're saying their site's down. Do they care? Are they wondering what's going on? Are they in a panic? Are they calling everybody that they can? You know, it's really tough to get that from an email, you know?
Yeah, I think everyone had that problem. So, no, I appreciate you sharing that as well. And, well, if we're going to just to finish off and wrap things up, if we're going to get all sentimental, what are you most proud about with your career to date and your presence in WordPress and all these things? What are you most proud about?
What am I most proud about? That's tough, man.
Because of too many, or hard to pick one?
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking of all these great things I did, you know, like I knocked down the Berlin Wall. That was a big moment in my life.
I mean, we can end the conversation there. I mean, I can't get anyone to beat that. There's no way.
I know, right? Like next, all you have to do is world peace. That's how you talk. I think what I'm most proud about is I kept a company's doors open by utilizing WordPress. because of that, people still have jobs. Another thing I'm proud of is that once a month, even though it's for only 2 hours, I get to help people feel better about their website. I get to teach, even though I don't have a degree to be a teacher. Meetups have offered me the chance to become a teacher, not just in WordPress, but in blogging and podcasting, stuff like that. I get to be a part of a community that is very supportive, that will not only tell you how to do it, they will help you do it, right? I've had many people write the code that I've needed to solve a problem, and they never asked me to send a donation or a PayPal or whatever. I think what I'm most proud of is joining a community that I didn't fully understand, and I'm grateful that I did.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I have a blog post on my site that is called What Could Have Been Different in My Life? And I had two roads I could have taken for my first job. I could have worked at this place or this place, and I chose, you know, option A. And I always think about how my life would have been different if I would have went with option B. And so relating that with WordPress, I think about that all the time. If I wasn't in WordPress, would I be in a Drupal community? Would I be a Java developer? Would I be working in a coal mine? Like, who knows where I would be, you know? So I think I'm very proud that I made a decision. I've met some very interesting people who have helped me along the way. And I get to participate in that. And I get to help in one way or another. I get to help power 25% of the internet.
Yep.
You know, I wrote a plugin that solves one simple thing, and hopefully people use it. And by doing so, maybe I'm helping somebody else. I think that's, in a nutshell, that's what I'm most proud of, is being able to help, being able to have a voice and contribute.
I think that's pretty awesome. I think it's really, really well put as well. So, yeah, what more could you want? That the fact that you're happy, you're helping other people, I think that's pretty awesome. So I'm going to put that blog post in the show notes for anyone to find, to want to read about that as well. I think it'd be very interesting to understand that. So this has been really, really good chat, really interesting. You shared some awesome stuff. Even I've learned a ton from just having conversation with you as well. I'm not going to break down the Berlin Wall. I think I'm too late, but I can learn other things. I can make my impact other ways.
Sure.
I want to thank you for your time, Russell. Really, really appreciate it. It's been great. And I just, you know, if someone wants to find you or connect with you, where can they find you?
Either at a WordCamp or at a meetup.
If anybody want to go to Las Vegas, you'll find Russell there.
Just get a plane ticket. We have a hotel. I'm sure we have enough hotel rooms in Las Vegas. I'm on Twitter as NQRuss, ENQUEUE underscore Russ. If not, I have a blog called RussellEnvy, ENVY, .com, RussellEnvy.com. You can find me there. Or you can just search Russell Aaron and things come up. There's an American Olympic athlete with the same name as myself, I think he's Aaron Russell. So don't get me confused.
I'm gonna make sure that, just to help people, I'm gonna put your links in the show notes so that they are not going to the wrong Aaron Russell, Russell Aaron, whatever it's going to be. So I'm gonna help him with that as well. So don't you worry about that. That'd be cool.
There's actually a kid that I grew up with in Reno. His name is Russell Aaron as well.
Oh, man.
And so if you actually go on Twitter and you search for Russell Aaron, he actually comes up first, and we look very similar. We had the same classes. We went to school together. It's very awkward, you know?
Unbelievable. I mean, okay, I'm going to be extra careful not to get your neighbor in there in the show notes as well. So, no, that's awesome. But again, Russell, thanks for your time. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
It's just been totally awesome. And like I said, anybody want to go to Las Vegas, make sure you say hi to Russell. So, yeah, Russell, thanks again.
Thank you very much.
And that is it. Thank you, Russell, once again for coming on to the show. I really, really appreciate it. I really, really enjoyed talking to you, and it just made me even more excited to be part of the WordPress community. It's such an awesome, awesome place to be. And I hope you guys, the listeners, you can see how supportive the WordPress community is, really, because it's just the way we work, and it's just what we do in nature. We just want to help, and we also want to be together, and also you want to also have fun together as well. And I hope this interview just shows that as well. So, thank you again for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. If you enjoyed it, I would really appreciate it if you could leave a review on iTunes. I would really, really, really appreciate it. In the meantime, let's rock with WordPress.